Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. So, we've done a lot of talking about dancing in our week-long Dance Craze series, but not so much actual dancing. Abraham Inc. is here to change all that. The band bills itself as a, quote, all-out klezmer funk dance party. With klezmer clarinet whiz David Krakauer, keyboardist and DJ So-Called, and trombonist Fred Wesley, who led James Brown's legendary backing band, Abraham Inc. is a kind of supergroup. Though, what kind of supergroup is up for grabs? Here they are with their big band live in our studio to play a funkified version of an old klezmer song called Tweet Tweet.
Melodies, rhythms making every granny beat feet. My rhymes go boom, boom, the crowd goes tweet. If me trying to beat the single, punk does or be a yingle. Mit my vibe will hobbit, sick again. Gedenk hab ich zu muffen, arum gesucht zu schuppen. Hot my vibe will mehr im Berge rein. Yo, was darfst du so gegen blicken? In fremde rum sich schnicken, in sei alleine retten zu die Wind, zu die Wind. Nur zweite Bitten vor bei ihr, ist mir gut gehorn, als Schere, gestern trink nur wenn ich brenner werf. We're bringing niggas from the street. Get off your seat, stamp your feet. come on and touch me in the tweet. Yada dim bum bum, yada dim bum bum, yada dim bum bum, yada dim bum bum, yada dim bum bum.
Somewhere in there is an old Yiddish song called Tweet Tweet, but that arrangement and live performance comes from the band Abraham Inc., that's I-N-C, which consists of David Krakauer on clarinet, Fred Wesley playing the trombone, so-called doing some Yiddish and English rapping there and playing the keyboards, Freddie Hendrix on trumpet, Brandon Wright on sax, Alan Watsky and Cheryl Bailey playing the electric guitars, Jerome Harris playing the electric bass, Michael Serene behind the drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio. Guys, it's not Passover, it's not Seder, but I have four questions. Number one, why is this band different from all other bands?
Oh, no.
So-called, you want to handle that?
Oh, man, you're funny. Why is this band different? Well, I'm from Canada, so all bands are like this in Canada. Let me tell you. I guess what's different about it for me is just the level of the musicianship in the band is like just mind-boggling. For me, it's such an honor to play with these musicians. Everybody here is really the master of their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's one thing that makes it different. There's many things that make it different. What I love about it is that amazing level. And then just the mix of the people and the experiences, and not just different, you know, we're sort of, there's a great mix of ages, there's a great mix of where people come from, geographically, racially, sexually, whatever. Just it's a total mix of it's a cross-section of the world, and, mm-hmm. and we're making music together.
And David, where does the name Abraham Inc. come from?
Well, I was actually, we were in the process of putting this band together, and I was down in North Carolina, and I in an African-American church. I was the only non-African-American there, and then the preacher looked at my Jewish face, and he said, you know, we should all remember that Jews and African-Americans stood side by side in the civil rights movement, mm-hmm. and if it wasn't for the seed of Abraham, we wouldn't have our Savior. And I thought, wow, Abraham sort of brings it all together for Jews, for African-Americans, for Muslims, for Christians. You know, it's just like mm-hmm. a great unit. Abraham is a sort of unifying figure.
And the ink, the incorporated part?
It makes it gangster.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of tough. Like, I thought about actually Murder Incorporated, so then Abraham Incorporated.
All right, now, just to say, that was a follow-up question, not one of my original four. Question three, Fred, how did you get roped into this?
Roped into this. That's a good way to put it.
I'm sorry to hear that.
David Krakauer gave me a call, and he said that he and So-Call had been discussing putting a band together, and they thought that I would be an integral part of the band. So mm-hmm. We got together, and we play some music, and we liked it, and this is how it happened. That's what the Incorporated comes
right.
from. You know, we incorporate different styles and different genre of music, and it all comes together to be one major thing, you know, so that's why it's called Abraham Incorporated.
And Fred, having worked so many years with James Brown and then with P-Funk, Parliament Funkadelic, you know your way around dance music.
I'm already incorporated.
And that gets incorporated in a big way. Okay, and then my fourth question is, will you play another song for us?
Absolutely.
And what's this one?
This one is called Moskowitz Remix, and actually there's a little nod to North Carolina, a little introduction called Ms. NC.
All right, let's hear once again the band Abraham Inc. They're playing tomorrow downtown at 92Y Tribeca, the 92nd Street Y's Canal Street space, tomorrow at 8:30, but here they are in a live performance on Soundcheck.
We'll be right back.
Once again, that is Abraham Inc. live on Soundcheck with a song called Moskowitz or Moskowitz Remix. Which is
Moskowitz
it?
Remix.
Moskowitz
yeah.
Remix. The band is Abraham Inc., and we've talked already about this mix of klezmer. You heard David Krakauer's klezmer clarinet. Hip-hop, you heard the kind of production, although the melodica, so-called, not such a hip-hop instrument.
Oh, but, it's totally a hip-hop instrument. Yeah, the most. Snoop Dogg is a virtuoso melodicaist.
Okay, if you say so. and funk, as exemplified by Fred Wesley on the trombone, the leader of the JBs, the legendary James Brown backing band. But maybe it's just that we spent the first half of the show talking about the swing era. I heard some of that in the horns, especially towards the beginning of that song.
Well, I would personally say that in putting this song together, So-Called brought a beat, and then I wrote some call and response riffs that I think were very influenced by the like 1937-38 Count Basie band. And then Fred brought his comments. He made his comment riffs to my riffs, and so that's how Moskowitz Remix was born.
The 2010 album is called Tweet Tweet, and these songs can be found on that recording. You can also hear the band playing live tomorrow evening at 8:30 downtown here in New York at 92Y Tribeca on Canal Street. David Krakauer, Fred Wesley, and So-Called co-wrote that last piece. And in the background, a song called Fred the Tzaddik. Explain what a tzaddik is, David.
It's a wise person.
And that would be this Fred right here,
that
Mr. Wesley?
That would be this Mr. Fred Wesley, yes.
All right, wow. So we'll use that to wrap up. Guys, thank you so much for packing our studio with great funky dance klezmer party music.
Thank
our pleasure.
You, John.
The
thank
band
you.
Is Abraham Inc. This is Soundcheck. That's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow, we continue our series on dance crazes by heading deep into the mosh pit. And speaking of moshing, we'll also talk with Mike Watt of the punk group Minutemen about his new photo memoir. Also, guitarist Bryce Dessner from the rock band The National tells us about a new festival called Crossing Brooklyn Ferry, and we'll have some of the musicians from that festival playing live. That's tomorrow on Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn with Margaret Bresnahan. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today, and lots of it, from George Wellington, David Merrill, and Chris Nolan. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.